In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, today, the 27th of March. Good as always to have you here, everybody. We are still 2 years out from the 2020 census, but the economics of the constitutionally required national headcount are very much front and center today. The Department of Commerce, as you know, says it is going to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, as in, are you a citizen of the United States? The Trump administration says it's asking because it wants to enforce voting rights laws. Others, including several states that are filing suit, say it would scare millions of immigrants, undocumented and otherwise, into not responding to the census at all. Marketplace's Rima Kreis gets us going with the high price of an undercount.
Nearly 300 programs rely on census data to make sure states get the funds they deserve. Funds for foster care, children's health insurance,
Medicaid, Pell Grants, school lunches.
Norm Eisen is a fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says in the past, minorities have been undercounted, and adding the citizenship question will make that problem worse.
It means that people will end up having less medical care and less to eat, and it won't only be those who don't answer the census.
He says it'll affect entire communities.
This could be the most failed census we've ever had.
Robert Shapiro is a former Undersecretary of Commerce and helped implement the 2000 census.
It builds geographic bias into the distribution of funds.
Shapiro says, take California or Texas, for example. More than 6% of their population is made up of undocumented immigrants. And census data has an impact on business, too.
Little businesses and big businesses use the census data to figure out where to locate stores and what kinds of goods and services to sell.
Andrew Reamer is a researcher at George Washington University.
It's really important to know population characteristics by local area to know what to carry in Walmart.
The final census questionnaire is due to Congress this week. If the citizenship question stays in, it'll be the first time it's been included since 1950. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.